It's college graduation season, and one of the students graduating from the University of Texas at San Antonio is Renaud Humeidi. She found a home in the science labs at UTSA after moving to San Antonio her senior year of high school to escape the Syrian Civil War. TPR's Camille Phillips met her in the chemistry lab after her last exam to hear her story.
My name is Renaud Humeidi. I'm a senior biology major here at UTSA. I want to do research in the future. I want to become a scientist, a physician scientist, possibly.
Humeidi grew up in Aleppo, Syria.
We were there for about 2 years when the civil war was happening. So when it started pretty far from us. It started in Homs, and then in Damascus, it spread a little bit. And then after a while, it started coming to our city. And then at that time, they started kidnapping students, mainly females sometimes, and they blackmailed their parents to pay them a lot of money. And then there was no security, there's no police. And then one of my classmates got kidnapped, and there was a lot of bombings and all that death and what I saw on. But at that point, my parents decided that going to school is not worth it if I'm going to get kidnapped or tortured or whatever. So I stayed at home until it was in the January. So it was a whole semester of me staying home and not going to school until we left the city.
After a semester barricaded at home in Aleppo, Humeidi enrolled in high school in San Antonio.
I came here as a senior. I didn't speak English. I was placed in ESL classes. No one talked to me, actually. I was that foreign student in the middle of the class. At that time of my life, we were hearing a lot of bad news back home. A lot of my friends passed away. It was just an awful, awful period of my life. I couldn't prove myself in school because people thought, since I don't speak English, I don't know the subject, even though math is a universal language.
She chose UTSA so she could live at home with her family.
I watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy that year, and it's true, you learn a lot of English just based on TV. So a lot of the words that are not mentioned in Grey's Anatomy, I don't know them. At that point in college, I was picking up English very quickly. I think college was completely different just because when I started, big classrooms, no one knew each other, so I was like everyone else. And basic chemistry was the class that I loved. Professor Doherty gave me a lot of attention at that time. And just because of that, I believed in myself because someone else believed in me.
After her sophomore year in college, Humeidi asked UTSA Professor Michael Doyle to be her research advisor.
And she said, I'd like to work in your laboratory. And she then proceeded to do everything that a human being is not possible to do. She's extremely independent, wants to be the very best at what she can be. And in the future, I think you're going to see her at the top of any list of people who have been very, very successful coming out of San Antonio.
These days, she says she tries not to let news out of Syria, like the suspected chemical weapons attack on Douma, overwhelm her.
When I moved here and I watched the news a lot and got so, so depressed, so I don't watch it to that extent anymore. Whatever happened recently, I watched and I had a lot of assignments going on, a lot of school going on, and that night I cried so much and I got so depressed, so I stopped watching the news again.
Instead, she's looking ahead to graduation on Saturday and her move to Boston to be a research assistant.
I didn't know if I want to do a medical school or I'm going to go to a straight up PhD or do both. So I decided to do a 2-year postbac program. I'm going to the Broad Institute of Harvard MIT starting in the end of summer.
She wants to spend her career researching disease.
Because I like to do something for a greater purpose. Sometimes when we do methodology, I lose the purpose of why we're doing it. However, when I did like a summer internship, I knew I'm doing something for cancer, lung cancer at that time, and I just loved the fact that I'm doing something and greater impact right away.
Humeidi says she's excited to work in the labs at the Broad Institute.
Because when I went there for 2 days, and I saw everyone so focused, and the lab had so many instruments, they're expensive instruments, and they're like toys to a lot of scientists.
She's also looking forward to Boston's colder weather. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.